You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We literally are struggling to find baby formula around the country. Moms are struggling going from store to store to store, and then the stores are actually capping the amount of baby formula that they will sell them. But, and this got sent to me by a Border Patrol agent this morning and said, "This is disgusting. You will not believe this." They're receiving pallets and more pallets of baby formula at the border. This was taken at Ursula processing facility, where thousands are being housed and processed and then released subsequently into the United States.
May the 12th, 2022. I'm for helping any and all babies. But let's begin with helping American babies. And there is this shortage, as you're calling it, of baby formula. But then if I hear remarks like that, I'm thinking, is there really a shortage, or are we just trying to move it around and make the American public suffer so they will complain more, and then suddenly Biden will come rescuing in? Here I am to save the day. We are live streaming at Larry Connors USA, rumble.com. Right now, you can go to rumble.com, click one word on the search engine, Larry Connors USA. Enter that in the search engine. It would take you to our page and then find where it's listed live. Push it, and you're in studio with us. Glad to have you either watching and or listening, or just listening, or picking up either on podcast later. You were listening to Florida Congresswoman Kat Kamick, Republican, talking about the baby formula shortage. And we'd mentioned this the other day, that this case was getting bigger and bigger. Today, several GOP women held a news conference on the Capitol steps, making their complaints known. And they say, at least one of them said, when the Biden administration was asked about this issue and told how big this crisis is coming, the Biden administration, and this is the administration, no one named in particular, laughed, thought it's funny, it's not a big issue. It's a very big issue if it's your child. It should be a very big issue for any child, and that would include illegals coming in. The formulas, in some cases, depending on what's in them, can irritate the baby's stomach, causing diarrhea, dehydration, stomach cramping, colic, and so forth. And moms can't find the right formula sometimes. It's the shortage. But I also have a piece in front of me from Madeline Osborne, writing for the Federalist, assistant managing editor, said this shortage actually came before what we're seeing now. She said it goes all the way back to the FDA had been making it difficult for mothers to get baby formula long before the supply chain. So this doesn't rest all on the Biden administration. But we need to get to the bottom of it, and we're not going to apparently have a congressional hearing on it until the end of this month. Meanwhile, moms and dads running around trying to find out, where do I find what I need for my baby? President Biden going ballistic. Speaking to the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Chicago, going ballistic, his target, Trump. And if you listen to this man and you take every word he says for fact, which I know you wouldn't, but I think many in that crowd probably did, he is the only one who could save the world. Whistleblowers coming forward and saying, yes, they have evidence that the Attorney General and FBI were compiling files on parents at school board meetings, chilling free speech. California says it's going to turn into a sanctuary state for abortion. You would need an abortion, your state shut it down, come to California. They're going to spend $57 million of California taxpayer money to facilitate, as if they don't already have enough things to spend money on. And the National Science Teaching Association has training sessions now showing teachers how to inject gender ideology into pre-K through 12 students for science. Follow the science? It doesn't lead where it used to, does it? A lot to cover the next 2 hours. Let your friends and family know we're on the air. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Remember those long lines you'd see in a television? People lining up in all kinds of vehicles just to get a box of food in their trunk. How quickly we forget. People were hurting. And what did the MAGA crowd want to do? Forget it. Forget it. God, this is the United States of America. The idea that people would have to wait in line an hour, hour and a half to get a box of food in their trunk. It's just unbelievable.
Yes, it's unbelievable. The MAGA crowd did that? Of course it didn't. Joe Biden addressing the union, the labor union, the Electrical Workers International Convention in Chicago. That's kind of a captive audience. A lot of the audience, they go with Biden and Democrats. At least they will say they will. The leadership does. But like many other labor unions, rank and file, they don't like the way they're being led by their labor leaders. They're too tied to Democrat politics and monies that benefit them more than it benefits the workers. Labor unions have served a great purpose in this nation, and they still can and do. But too many times now, they're being used as a political statement that if you don't do what we want, we will pull our support for you. Or we will give you our support if you do what we want. Generally, Democrats tend to get that. at least officially. Unofficially, many of the union members, they don't vote the way they're being told and encouraged to by their union leadership. And they may or may not make themselves vocal about it. Probably sometimes it's best just to remain silent. But here's Joe Biden almost going ballistic. Remember those long lines you'd see in television, people lining up in all kinds of vehicles just to get a box of food in their trunk? Yeah, I remember some of those. I don't know how far back he wants to go. But then when he says, and what did the MAGA crowd want to do? Forget about it. I'm not sure at the time he's talking there was, quote, a MAGA crowd, that Trump was even on the horizon, and if he were, he probably was still a Democrat. He was a Democrat before he became a Republican. And he's often said, I was, just like I was telling you about labor unions, leadership and members, said I was because in New York City, that's the way you got to get things done. He was playing the game, building his fortune and elsewhere. But here's Biden say, God, this is the United States of America. I am so glad to hear him do two things in that one sentence. One, mention the word God. And then say, this is the United States of America. And the idea, he says, the people have to wait in line an hour and a half to get a box of food in their trunk, just unbelievable. Well, that is it. It is. We're not a third world country, but Joe Biden, you're surrounded by people that want to make us that way. And you, sir, started the destruction by destroying our infrastructure when you shut down oil and gas leases, shut off the Keystone Pipeline. And now they're pulling more oil and gas leases. They're saying, well, they're not being used. I've told you repeatedly, and I grew up in an oil-filled family in West Texas. These oil companies, they will drill and sink holes on land on speculation, but not they're going to be penalized, and not if once they find a way and they're getting it out, then you're going to shut them down. But Biden, of course, everything that is out there, Trump did it, and Biden says, here I come to the rescue to take care of what Trump fouled up.
You know, the American Rescue Plan helped 41 million people put food on the table. 41 million. The money in the pockets of hardworking Americans who, through no fault of their own, were in trouble. Giving families what my dad called just a little bit of breathing room. And now, not only is infrastructure weak, finally arrived after 4 years of the other guy, we can look forward to the infrastructure decade for 10 years. It's a fact. I know you're all over the country, and the projects are coming to you. It's not just for years, for the next decade. 10 years.
You know what he proved to me in that statement? And he said it twice. A decade is 10 years. You can't say this man doesn't know something. He knows a decade is 10 years. And he says it's coming to you. It kind of reminds me of the Obama. You know, we're ready to move forward, but then we weren't as ready as I thought we were. And he's promising 10 years. What do you think Biden's going to be in 10, much less 10 years, much less 10 days. But again, he had to say it, that Trump guy and his people put all this into a mess. More voters, as I pointed out yesterday, and it bears repeating, according to a new Rasmussen report, more voters are concerned about rising energy costs than the thing that Biden says is preeminent in climate change. That's why he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. That's why he pulled back from all fossil fuels, oil and gas. You shut down refineries, shut down drilling operations, it takes a while to get them back up. If you started today, you might not get real supply going for a year. And when he took over office, we were moving forward at a rapid pace. We were energy independent. And many of those, all of those sitting in that conference of the Electrical Engineers Brotherhood, they were relying on that fossil fuel to promote, create energy, to get to and from work, to bring food and other items to their stores where they could buy them. But Biden and the progressives, they want to get rid of everything fossil. And if they keep pushing gas prices up, it gets so high you think, well, I guess I gotta buy an electric car. But that's a lot of money too. And then if you're going to go on a trip, you want to go somewhere, it's going to be about 320 miles. You could probably get there on a normal tank of gas, but you're not going to do it on the battery. And even if you do make a stop for gas, you're in and out in 15 minutes or less. A charge on these electric cars at the best right now, you might be out of there in 30 minutes. That's assuming they've got enough pumps available for you. But Biden adopts the Bill Clinton mantra when he sees people suffering. As Bill Clinton told a woman who came up to him during one of his appearances when he was running. Maybe it was after he was president. I don't recall the exact timing. And she's almost tearful about what was going on with her. And I have empathy for people, especially if they're trying to make things work. And especially if everything what they're trying to do would be good, except the government keeps getting in the damn way. But Bill Clinton said pretty much what Biden says in this next bite, I feel your pain.
Look, but here's the deal. Building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out doesn't happen by itself. For example, I know folks are concerned about inflation. I come from a family, and I mean this sincerely like most of you, where the price of gasoline went up significantly, the price of food went up. That's what we talked about at the dinner table and the kitchen table. It meant a lot. We felt it. We felt it. I understand. That's why I've got a plan to lower the cost for everyday things that make most people who work to have, who need. And that would have fundamentally changed the standard of living if we just made things more affordable.
Well, I can't deny that argument. If you make things more affordable, if you stop the inflation at a record 40-year high, producer good levels, everything going up, on the verge of a recession, wages are going up, but you can't buy any more with them. And he says when he was growing up, prices on the gas went up, would sit around and talk about the dinner table. Do you really think he talks about that now at the dinner table? When they're toasting with champagne and caviar and wonder what the poor folk are doing today. They're out there trying to make a living, the ones you're speaking to, and you're trying to make yourself, I'm just a blue-collar guy like you. He never worked a day in his life in a public job except as a swimming guard lifesaver, a swimming pool lifesaver or whatever. He has no understanding of what the American public is going through, and I told you this yesterday, but if he's really trying to make things better for the Americans, the American worker, not the illegals, he wants to throw the ball together, of course, but let's talk about the illegals. I doubt, seriously, there are any illegal aliens inside the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. I really doubt that, don't you? But you know what they have done under the Biden administration? The other day, the Department of Homeland Security published without the American public getting any advance notice, which does violate an Administrative Procedural Act. They set up work permits Many of them are now, according to the many of the work permit categories, will make them eligible, but they're earmarked for illegal aliens. The illegals will get those jobs. 12 million Americans still jobless. Many want full-time jobs with high wages, competitive benefits. Another 4 million Americans underemployed. They have part-time but want full-time. And they're going to go ahead and take all the illegals and give them special permits so they can get a job ahead of you if you want it. And there are still Americans out there that do want to work. They're trying to get 2-3 jobs if necessary. And we have plenty of jobs out there, but they might not be in your area, and you might not be skilled in some of those areas. And everybody's suffering. And the unions are going to suffer, too, especially they and their employees, their union members, if pension plans are tied into the stock market, which many are. And you know what's happened to the stock market in the last few months? $7 trillion in market value from the blue chip stocks of the S&P 500 lost. Boom, evaporated. You got a pension plan tied to some of that? You're going to suffer some more. The U.S. economy appears to be losing steam, despite Biden saying, "I'm here to save the day." But if you need an abortion, I'll tell you where you can go. Stand by. As the protests continue outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, trying to sway them and make them maybe change their mind if, in fact, they are going to go forward on the draft by Samuel Alito that got released that suggests the court's ready to basically overturn Roe v. Wade. What it really does is deal with a Mississippi law and send it back to the states, which means and says abortion is not a federal law. It's not in the Constitution. It should be decided by the states. But hair on fire progressives and pro-abortionists are saying you're going to shut off abortion for women everywhere. They won't be able to get away. People are going to die. And if there are women who are determined to have an abortion and they're in a state where they then put in new restrictions or complete bans on abortion, and they try to go to somebody who claims I can help you, and they end up killing the woman, yeah, that's going to be a loss of shame, and I don't take any joy in it. Of course, they'll be killing the unborn baby as well. But the number of women who do that and die will be far, far, far less than the 800,000 minimum that are killed each year currently by abortion. But California Governor Newsom has a plan. They don't have the money. They'll get it from somewhere. California burning down around Laguna Niguel Beach right now. Beautiful area. Big fire out of control. Coastal area, they're calling it, the coastal fire. And he's really intent on spending more money on abortions for uninsured, out-of-state residents who travel to California if their state decides to restrict abortion. That's right. The governor is vowing to build a firewall around the state to protect abortion. That's interesting, a firewall. While they're battling a fire there and major other fires and numerous other issues like the homeless in the street, drug syringes everywhere, people dying of opiate poisoning, drug overdoses, more and more illegals coming in. But you're going to set up more money not to take care of any of those issues. We're going to make it sure that we can provide money for those coming to California for an abortion if their state won't let them do it and they don't have the funds. Isn't that sweet? Using California taxpayer money to help carry out killing fetuses, unborn babies. Even Joe Biden used the term child. Boy, I'm sure he got some tongue lashing from that later. Don't use that word. We don't want anybody to think of a fetus as being a child. But the governor said, again, this is Governor Newsom of California, we welcome companies that share California's values and doubling down on the diversity that makes our economy a global leader. So all of you companies that are thinking about leaving or you're looking for a new place, come to California. Oh, yeah, you're going to pay big taxes. You're going to be subjected to severe restrictions and so forth, things of this nature. And we're going to have you participate in some of the woke policies like let's provide abortion up to the moment of birth if necessary. You think Joe Biden would say, first of all, quit protesting at the homes of the U.S. justices because that violates federal law. It violates federal law. You have free speech, but not on something like that. There's a federal law that says you can't. But they continue to allow it as long as it's peaceful. And you think he would say, you got some other problems out there in California rather than trying to come up with more money to help women who might want to go to your state for abortion. Well, of course, he's not going to say any of that. That's the wacko crowd that exists out there. And, of course, then we still have COVID. And now new mask rules are coming out. You didn't hear this. Some states, some school districts, some airports, new mask rules. When we come back, I want to take you through a flip-flop of Joe Biden on what he thinks about imposing masks or not, beginning with before he got elected president in December and then a few months later.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Jimmy's in the back with a pocket of high. If you listen close, you can hear him cry. Oh. Heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Way down below, way down below.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. It's like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. My plan will extend the vaccination requirements that I previously issued in the healthcare field. Already, I've announced, we'll be requiring vaccinations at all nursing home workers who treat patients on Medicare and Medicaid because I have that federal authority. Tonight, I'm using that same authority to expand that to cover those who work in hospitals, home health care facilities, or other medical facilities. I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated. All. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated. I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
or show a negative test at least once a week.
Well, that was quite a litany, wasn't it? I do need to make one correction. Going into the break, I said what Biden said before he was elected. That opening statement where he said, no, I don't think I'd order a mask mandate. That was after he'd been elected. It was December 2020. He had not been inaugurated as president. But he said, I don't think I would do that. And even he and Fauci had also said, well, I'm not sure we can mandate people wear those things. Well, boy, did that turn on a dime. And then you heard how he began to evolve and escalate and escalate. I'm looking at a piece written by John Nolte of Breitbart. I always like to give a source for you for two reasons. One, so you can check it out yourself. And two, so you know that I'm not trying to slide one by on you and let you think that this is from some doctor or something. No, this is a column written by John Nolte, a writer, documenting some of the things that we're listening to from Biden. And it appears to be properly documented. But I do want to share it, and it is from Breitbart. That's a right-wing publication. He points this out, which I hadn't stopped to think about. Maybe you have. I'm sure many of you are a lot smarter than me. You're ahead of me a lot of times, I'm sure. But give me a little break here as I share it for my own knowledge. And you can say, oh, I knew that, Larry. Here we go. According to John Nolte, when Biden was sworn in as president on January 20, 2021, some 400,000 Americans had already died from the coronavirus. I do want to caution right there. They purportedly died from coronavirus. That was at a time that if you got hit by a car and you went to the hospital and you end up dying, well, if they could label it coronavirus, they would. And we know in many cases they did it partly because hospitals got paid extra money if they're taking care of coronavirus patients. And you may have died of the injuries of the car accident as opposed to the coronavirus, but you had coronavirus. When you died, that's all they need. Put that on a birth certificate. So let's assume, though, the 400,000 is a legit number of those who actually died of coronavirus, not died with coronavirus. Joe Biden takes office. He's handed the Trump vaccine. In fact, he gets his own shot in December. The miracle vaccine created at warp speed. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've shared that with you many times. I say you should do what you think you need to do for you and your family. The attitude of the government at that time, too, is that, you know, we want to encourage people to do it. But you know where the biggest resistance came against that vaccine at that time? Was from the left. It was developed on Trump's watch. I'm not going to put that thing in my arm. Mayor Bill de Blasio said, I want it up here. Governor, whatever his name now, Cuomo of New York, said, we don't want any here. We're not going to let that thing in our state. It was developed by Trump, as if he had actually sat somewhere and with a little chemistry kit and put something together and said, okay, try this. So the anti-vaxxers were on the left. But then when Biden gets in, and now he has the vaccine to distribute and starts bungling getting it out, but then he does get out and then starts mandating and so forth, as you heard him go through the litany. You know how many died since he took office? If 400,000 is correct that they actually died of coronavirus before Biden took office, in the last 2 years, basically, the Trump administration, not even the last full 2 years, 600,000 have died since Biden took office January 2021. 600,000. And yet, on July 4, 2021, Biden declared victory against coronavirus. Corporate media headlines reading, Biden declares success in beating pandemic in July 4 speech. Of course, if you remember that July 4, you were really encouraged not to go out and celebrate and gather people and have picnics. You do remember that. And then it said, and according to Bloomberg publishing this, a triumphant President Joe Biden all but announced an end to the pandemic in the U.S. on Sunday, celebrating what he called a heroic vaccination campaign. And Biden roared, "Today, all across this nation, we can say with confidence America is coming back together. While the virus hasn't been vanquished, we know this, it no longer controls our lives. It no longer paralyzes our action, our nation. It's within our power to make sure it never does so again." That was in July of 2021. How many more restrictions got added after July 2021, July 4? And even though he had the vaccine, 600,000 supposedly died of it. Nolte points out that said if someone had predicted if Joe Biden's elected and handed a vaccine, well, more people would die under his watch, or simply state more people would die under his watch. He said many wouldn't have believed that. But he says it's a fact. He said the way the Biden administration botched the vaccine rollout, too numerous to count, but he said I have nine of them here going back to August of 2021. Repeatedly warning people not to trust the Trump vaccine. That's what they were doing in the beginning. Overselling the vaccine is perfect. Yep. Allowing the CDC to spread hysteria about breakthrough infections. Biden wearing two masks after getting vaccinated. Not using Trump to encourage them to get vaccinated. Needlessly pulling the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Keeping Dr. Fake. That was a big one. Flooding the country with infected illegal aliens, and we know that was happening, and then antagonizing or basically slandering the unvaccinated. You're not vaccinated? Well, we will take your job from you. We will kick you out of the service. And if you think things are getting better, Massachusetts Northampton Public Schools, the latest to bring back a mask mandate on students, citing they're seeing an increase in the last 3 days in that area. Various areas of Maine, including the Bangor International Airport, now implementing mask mandates once again. And then we have this piece of news coming from an area where we were told there is no problem here. We need no vaccine. We don't have COVID. Communist government, North Korea. Now the government admitting, of course, with support of dictator Kim Jong-un, admitting, yeah, we kept saying we didn't have a single case of coronavirus. He delivered a tearful speech at one point apologizing for his poor guidance. He did not mention coronavirus as a factor at that time, but now the communist government media in North Carolina revealing the country had experienced a break in the Chinese coronavirus prevention, confirming the first ever official cause of the disease inside that country. You knew it was there, but they will lie, just like members of this administration will. And then coming up, what are we going to do about these woke companies that want to basically assault your children?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
If you want to impress someone, I personally recommend Cafe Napoli, Clayton, our town and country, or St. Charles. Cafe Napoli offers private rooms for up to 50 guests. So plan a corporate party, an anniversary party, a birthday party, a party party. Cafe Napoli has a location near you, Clayton, town and country, and St. Charles, where Cafe Napoli 3 is now serving lunch or Sunday brunch, only at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. Uh-huh, see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Uh-huh, show me what you got. to me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you, when we're on the air live, we are live streaming at rumble.com. We used to be on YouTube live, but they didn't like what we had to say, so they shut us off. That's fine. Now we're at rumble.com. So all of you who have subscribed to the YouTube, now subscribe to rumble.com. We'll send you advance notice. You'll get alert every time it starts. And, of course, a quick connection to any of the previous programs, in addition to the one that's on the air live at that moment. Don't forget, you could always go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and pull up previous podcasts, or Larry Connors USA Facebook. Not that hard to remember. Larry Connors USA. When you go to Rumble.com on the search engine, enter Larry Connors USA as one word, and it will take you immediately in the studio. So these woke corporations that continue to support all the things that are tearing this country apart, everything from BLM to LGBTQ over-the-top push identity culture into the faces of young children to critical race theory so young children begin to feel bad about themselves. You know that Governor DeSantis in Florida had a law that they were going to take away the express permissions, dissolving the Disney governing tax district. They do it on their own. Now, there's residents of these counties, Orange and Osceola counties, they claim that you eliminate that Disney special tax district, then you're going to hit us with higher taxes. Well, the judge in Miami has just thrown this suit out. I say in Miami, I think it was. I know one of the attorneys was from Miami. But right now, even though the suit was filed trying to keep it from happening, it's out. So the DeSantis and Florida state legislators still pushing to strip Disney of special corporate carve-out under the Parental Rights and Education Act. The other thing that's happening on that front involves a Missouri Senator, Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley today arguing that corporations like Disney should not be getting any taxpayers' money or special treatment if they're going to be pushing political views. He said the end game is to stop federal handouts to woke corporations like Disney. Why should these multinational, multi-billion-dollar corporations keep getting taxpayer money in order to have to intervene in political issues in a way that hurts American families? I fully agree. I don't want them to get another dime of federal assistance. And he goes on to say, listen, if Disney wants to take a political view and say they're not in favor of parental rights, fine. But why should they get federal government help to do so? And my bill would stop these special handouts. Again, that's Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. I hope that goes swiftly through, but I would tell you this, yet, and that's why 2022 is so important. Every member of Congress is in the House is up for re-election. Republicans can gain control of the House. A third of the Senate is up for re-election. We hold the seats we have and gain, flip a couple, then we are back on top. We won't have any more 50-50 ties with then VP Harris casting the deciding vote, as she did yesterday, to put a basically unqualified black woman, the first, I take it back, I don't think they identified her as gay, but first black woman to be on the federal bench overseeing Federal Reserve monies, basically, on the board. This push is going to continue at so many levels. You got to be, I feel for you parents who have young kids trying to watch over everything. Some of the cartoons are not really cartoons, they're propaganda. And some of the movies that are out that you just went to go have an entertaining experience, perfect example here, the X-Men and Iron Man, Marvel Studios, they are now coming forward and saying the new president of the animation of Marvel Studios admits she's LGBTQ, and she says, I don't think we should call them X-Men anymore. That's going to be dated. We're excluding female superheroes when we say X-Men. So they want to make Marvel diverse and inclusive as possible. Speaking of a woman in animation panel, I didn't know there was one, but I missed that, so you did you, I'll bet. She said, we need to make sure that diversity, inclusion, and gender parity all go hand in hand with showing the world as it is. As it is in some parts. What gets me is you get people like Nancy Pelosi complaining that a small minority in Congress is stopping us from getting a legitimate abortion bill that would codify Roe v. Wade. A small minority is controlling everything. And yet at the same time, this small minority, LGBTQ and the rest of them, are dictating the rest of the nation what we're going to be doing and what they're going to be teaching your kids. And wait till you hear a story I have coming up in the next segment. Your kids aren't safe anywhere. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.